Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, windy, rainy, that rain heavy at times, ending by this afternoon. We'll have a high today only around 60. Kenosha right now 55 degrees, 56 in Burlington, 55 Milwaukee, and it's 54 in Racine. Noting that Racine County has a long history of fiscal conservatism, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave delivered his proposed 2018 budget to the county board last evening. In the message, he said that his spending plan contains smart and responsible principles of financial management, keeping the countywide property tax levy virtually flat while lowering the mill rate. He noted several economic development projects this year, culminating, of course, with the big Foxconn announcement. He praised the efforts of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, said that the county's been active in finding solutions for the homeless population, supports the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization's new inclusive model, which better tackles the needs of the community.
However, HALO faces a critical funding shortage and capacity issues. My budget allocates $100,000 to HALO and their mission to ensure everyone has a safe place to stay and, just as importantly, has access to vital supportive services.
The proposed budget also calls for additional funding with the DA's office and for the courts.
As caseloads and court cases have increased and technology has changed the way both offices do business, the 2018 budget adds needed resources to both offices. 2.5 positions to the DA's office and long overdue remodel of the jury assembly room for the courts.
There's a $103,000 increase in the library budget. Audio-video upgrades for the county board chambers and auditorium at the Eisgrove office building. The county board's finance committee starts the review process next Monday evening. The 2018 budget review process for the city of Racine gets started tonight at 6 o'clock as the council gathers in committee of the whole. Past practices included budget messages by the mayor, which did not happen this time, with interim mayor Dennis Weiser instead. City administrator Jim Palahniuk, like in recent years, will be presenting an overview of the budget and the capital improvement program proposals. All these meetings are going to be open to the public, the budget review process. They'll also be broadcast live on cable access channel 25. Burlington's council starts up their budget review process tonight, a few months removed, of course, from the destructive flooding, which led to some major problems all around the city. And that'll have to be part of the 2018 budget process. Some political arm twisting may have involved in the State Department of Transportation deciding that they're going to fund totally a new state budget issue regarding the city of Racine. The entire cost of putting in signals at the intersection of Durand Avenue at South Memorial Drive, rather than going with the city's preference of a less costly roundabout. Public Works and Services Committee heard from City Engineer John Rooney, who said that as long as the state covers the entire cost, signals are fine with him, though they are more problematic and significantly more expensive than the preferred roundabout.
Had it not, I think, been for some vocal properties over there, Dickie's, a tavern over there, and Floyd's Towing regarding the roundabout, and I think it would have been a non-issue if it got built. That's okay. It's going to get done.
While the intersection work isn't targeted for another 2 to 3 years, according to Rooney, at about $3 million, the almost $8 million reconstruction of Durand Avenue from Kearney Avenue west to Kentucky Street, that should be coming in 2019. In Kenosha, some members of the Public Works Committee voiced frustration with contract delays, requested extensions, missed deadlines on projects. They think it's a problem occurring way too much. Alderman G. John Ruffalo says it's always something in terms of the reasons given for that. Meanwhile, one past project that was not completed as proposed was pavement markings around the city, a company out of Ryo, Wisconsin, which led to them going onto the no-bid list for this year, according to Public Works Director Shelley Billingsley.
Crosswalks, they do parking lane striping, they do some of the intersection stop bars, etc. What was not finished under this contract, which was in 2016, is on our 2017 contract that just was awarded by council on last Monday.
Public Works Director Billingsley explaining that they've been working with the city attorney's office on contract language additions, trying to reduce the number of days, delays that is, and or requests for extensions. And we know where the proposed Foxconn facility is going to be built. Now the work is beginning to rezone the land that will allow that project to proceed. At the Mount Pleasant Village Plan Commission meeting that was held yesterday, that process is beginning. It was Development Director Sam Schultz telling commissioners this is defined by village statute.
Both residents, occupants, and all the other adjacent municipalities were mailed a letter last week stating with all the information that was provided in your packet today. So they've been duly notified. The public notice has gone out in the paper. Essentially, to move forward to a public hearing, all we need is a motion from yourselves.
Meanwhile, there's going to be a 4:30 meeting, the first of three public information meetings coming up on Foxconn. That'll be at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall this afternoon. And also, the October 31st deadline now is to finalize the development agreement, part of that $764 million incentive package for the company. It's part of the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. It has to be signed no later than November 30th. Racine County's victim witness coordinator and her staff member going off to Las Vegas to help with the victims in that city's mass shooting. District Attorney Tricia Hansen says LaTonya Lewis and Laura Morganson are going to be in Vegas today through Sunday to aid in that recovery. Nevada's Attorney General putting out a call nationwide seeking victim witness personnel to come in, provide help and support for the victims and their families. Around 4 o'clock or so this morning in the city of Racine, don't have a lot of information, but a Waukegan police squad was reported on fire. That around the 1200 block of Racine Street. This after reportedly the officer had dropped off a juvenile in the city. Flames observed, according to a responding Racine police officer. Again, no other information other than that. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee eventually going to be replaced by a due process board of appeals. This is regarding decisions like non-renewal of liquor licenses, which the panel did recommend for the Riverside Inn on Northwestern Avenue at the Horlick Dam. Up until that board, though, is approved and established, the licensing panel will have the coverage of the hotel's due process hearing that's coming up later this month. This is City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin.
The hearing will be October 24th, 2017. Room 205, Common Council Chambers, at 5:30 p.m. That is on a Tuesday. It would be our regularly scheduled meeting. There is going to be no other items taken up that day. All items would be pushed back until November 14th.
Owner Sam Niemi and his lawyers are preparing for their day in court, so to speak. Meanwhile, he's claiming to be working to change the one-time Holiday Inn into a Motel 6 if the financing can work out. The Racine County Board adopted a resolution last night that urges the city of Racine to end its two-tiered fee system for use of the 5th Street boat launch. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson saying that she and the county exec have received calls from people who think it's an unfair system. She called it a conundrum since the city owns the launch, but the county owns the basin. Now, Supervisor Donnie Snow is the former director of Parks and Recreation and Cultural Services in Racine. He felt that the county should have asked the city first about the fiscal impact of that proposal before drafting the resolution.
I just think to do this without even the courtesy of asking the city what kind of budget impact this would have, because they do have to generate a certain amount of revenue, or they have to find it in other places in order to operate.
That resolution was approved. Supervisors Snow, Osterman, and Caprellian Becker voted against it. Meanwhile, the board also approved a resolution to allow the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network to go after grants to help alleviate the goose problem at county parks. And during his budget address last night, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announcing the new Racine County Executives Community Impact Awards, recognizing individuals or groups of people or nonprofits for making differences in the county. The inaugural Impact Award given to the Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty, the Administrator Karina Walters, Fire Chief Alan Bay, Police Chief Mark Anderson, Administrative Services Director Megan Watkins, and Finance Director Steve DeQuaker for their actions during the flooding in July.
The torrential rains and unprecedented flooding in July caused people to lose their homes, their income, and their belongings. However, what they did not lose during their time was their heart and their faith.
The other award presented to the Caledonia Conservancy, each receiving a $2,000 grant, according to Delagrave, to enhance their ability to help the community. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.